Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello all of you beautiful people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com, and I'm not sure if this needs to be stated at this point in time, but cheating, whether on a test, on a person, or just in an effort to get ahead over others, isn't exactly a good thing. And yet, pretty much everywhere we look, there's someone trying to skew the system in their favour. Even video games aren't safe from enemies that cheat the mechanics of the game itself, or players that hack the code in order to feel good about themselves. And of course, there's a litany of cheat codes that allow you to warp the game world in weird and wonderful ways. Yet there are some titles that are so bloody difficult or downright unfair that you might end up resorting to cheats in order to level the playing field. So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 video game cheats you were forced to use. Number 8. Contra Code. Contra. You can't really speak of video game cheats that were spammed so much that they belonged on an OAP lunch special menu without talking about the one and only Contra Code from the title of the same name. It's pretty much a code so embedded into the public consciousness that anyone could rattle off this at any given notice. And the fact that so many other titles have put the sequences of up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, start is a testament to how utterly essential this was to the game itself. Now, Contra might not be the most challenging video game out there, but it is not one that messes around and will happily butcher the player at any given opportunity. Therefore, this cheeky 30 lives for free code was often used to help players reach the end. Plus, you have to think about things this way. Would this code have become so prevalent if the game in question wasn't hard enough that it forced people to cheat? Unlikely, so I rest my case. Number 7. Infinite Lives, Battletoads. Oh, Game Genie, how brilliant you were. For those not in the know, the Action Replay and or Game Genie console upgrades were third-party hardware that you could plug into your home entertainment systems and use them to crack open your favourite titles in the ways that developers would turn white as a sheet at. Infinite Lives were now yours for the taking. However, in some titles, this access to endless retries wasn't actually something that felt unfair. As with the likes of Battletoads, there's a bloody good chance that you'll need this boost in order to make it through the goddamn game. As we have discussed many times over, Battletoads is made of granite then coated in diamonds hard. Made even worse when you could accidentally batter your friend in the two-player mode, and therefore having access to infinite lives thanks to the Game Genie was pretty much essential. It's true that you'd still need the skill to make it past the likes of the jet bike sections and contend with the fact that many people seem to overlook that the game actually gets harder from that point on, but having endless attempts might help you finally remember the combination to squeak a victory over the finish line. Number 6. 99 Lives Cheat, Rayman. When you first look at the original Rayman game for the PS1, you might be conned into thinking that this is going to be a fun, relaxed platformer with a rather jovial atmosphere. And you know what? You'd be right. Well, at least for the first handful of levels. For what happens when you reach the music-themed stages of this title is basically the equivalent of being woken up from a pleasant dream by somebody smashing in your face with a claw hammer. To say that these sections were hard was an understatement. As with slippery ice physics to contend with, leaps of faith onto tiny platforms, and horrendous knockback, you'd see your pool of lives dry out in moments. Ah, well, you might say to yourself, not to worry, I'll just load up my save and try again. Well, my friend, I've got some bad news for you, as Rayman, for some unholy reason, saves the number of lives that you were on at that moment in time, meaning that when you get a game over, you might be sent back to a point where you only had one life left to begin with. And seeing as the game only got harder from that point on, that 99 lives cheat was pretty much the only way you were going to see things through to the end. No wonder Rayman doesn't have any arms, it's because the difficulty has ripped his bloody limbs off. Number 5. Royal Escape, Professor Layton and the Curious Village. So as a British citizen, I absolutely adore the Professor Layton series, not only because the titles are utterly charming and present London life in possibly the only way that one could term adorable, but also because it's officially mandated by the Queen that we show respect to this puzzling platformer. However, sometimes this top hat twat can absolutely do one. Across his many titles, Layton has thrown multiple curveballs at players that are designed to make their heads spin, and there's no greater example, and indeed source of frustration, than the infamous Royal Escape puzzle in Professor Layton and the Curious Village. This puzzle, which the prof hands out to you as his final test in the Layton's Challenge section, sees you trying to move blocks around in order to help a princess escape. However, it is, as puzzle experts would term, ridiculously difficult, so much so that a guide is pretty much essential to see this through to completion. Hell, even if you don't use a guide and try to micro-cheat by using the game's inbuilt hint system, the game flat out tells you that you're just gonna have to solve this one yourself. It doesn't help that the puzzle is based on an ancient Japanese sliding puzzle that's confounded people for centuries, so don't punish yourself too much if you have had to cheat in order to get through this brain-bending challenge. Oh, and a final note, it takes 81 moves to solve. Have fun with that. Number 4. Two-player final boss cheese, Pocky and Rocky. I honestly don't get enough opportunities to talk about the sheer joy that is Pocky and Rocky on the snares. Now, this game is at once cute as all hell and hard as Lucifer is himself for people who sin. As you make your way through level after level of bullet hell madness, you'll have your skills pushed to breaking point by the adorable critters that make up Pocky and Rocky, yet this facade drops somewhat when you get to the final boss. This guy is as cheap and nasty as an open sandwich from Poundland and will completely destroy your stock of lives in short order with his homing magic attacks and ridiculous health pool. Still, some players discovered a cheat to beat this boss, and it's become so useful that it's pretty much become the way to beat him. All you have to do is make sure that you're playing the game in two-player co-op mode and have one player take damage from his lightning attacks while standing in the top left or right corner. So from here, the game will somehow read that the player is now immune to his attacks, but will also draw aggro from the boss, meaning that you'll be able to kill this magic-wielding wanker in short order. You like throwing around spells and tricks? Well, try this trick on besides your utter wizard's sleeve. Number 3. 900 Korok Seeds, Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. So I remember when Breath of the Wild came out and the world over paradoxically had their breath taken away completely by this charming and fantastically presented title. However, something which veered the situation into this man is overgassed territory came when it was revealed that there were 900 Korok seeds to collect. 900? That is insane. I don't know what seeds Nintendo were smoking themselves, but putting this many collectibles in a game is something that borders on piss-taking. Now, most games get flack for putting in collectibles close to 100, so what in the fresh hell is going on here? Well, it's only when you take a step back and glance at the official companion guide that was released at the same time that you now see exactly what the plan was. And that was to make you cheat. No one was going to find all of these seeds on their own, so how nice of Nintendo to offer all of that information that you need for the low, low price of your dignity and around £20 to £30. For a family-friendly company, teaching kids to cheat under the guise of helping them is truly shady indeed. Number 2. Infinite Rare Candy, Pokemon Red and Blue. Now I know some pokey purist trainers out there will instantly turn their noses up at the rest of us who chose to slum it with the missing no exploit in the original Red and Blue titles, but you know what? These people clearly never took part in the horror show that was playground battling during school lunchtime breaks. In these dirty, disgusting, and likely illegal animal avatar battles, if you didn't have max level Pokemon across the board, then you were going to be having a worse time than finding out Double Art has been cancelled, and instead you were going to have to sit on the year above's maths classes all afternoon. Therefore, you were either going to need to train relentlessly or cheat your trousers off with the missing no exploit, which would allow for an infinite item duplication glitch, allowing your rare candy stock to skyrocket. Now, there would be no critter you couldn't catch with your unlimited master balls, and no foe that you couldn't fell with your roided up roster. Finally, you were the very best. But the real question is, can you live with yourself? Yes, quite easily, in fact. And number one, Extra Lives Cheese, Ninja Gaiden. So, to put it bluntly, the original Ninja Gaiden for the NES is a game that is so hard that it could even beat up that boastful kid at school's dad. You know, the one who could apparently lift a bus and work from Microsoft and so had all the insider hacks and secrets? Yeah, even he wouldn't stand a chance against this game. Ninja Gaiden is so infamously difficult, thanks in part to enemies that respawn at such a rate that sometimes you haven't even moved off the screen before they appear, cheap knockback that will send you flying into insta-kill pits, and of course bosses that would just eat your health like it's cheat day and you're a full fat tub of ice cream. So much so that even speedrunners often give this title a wide berth. When a person who has trained their entire life to beat this game can only get through some bosses with only a fraction of their health remaining, what chance do the rest of us have? Well, to try and limit the damage to your soul, you can at least cheese the free 1-up that's found in level 5-3 over and over again by going up and down a ladder over and over. Seriously, this was as close to cheating as this game allowed, and trust me, everyone, and I mean everyone, exploited this glitch to kingdom come.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.